please follow the times for Fajr as well as the other salawat as per your region accordingly. Joining us right now for the Tafsir as well as the news, views and the Q&A program is always Team Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and Jazakallah khairin for joining us this morning.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Hafiz Wadi. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 21st of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447. And we present to you the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Today we focus on chapter 56, and that is Surah Waqi'ah, and verses number 61 to 70. We ended yesterday's lesson where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentioned, نَحْنُ قَدَّرْنَا بَيْنَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ, that we have decreed amongst you there must be death. Death will occur whether you like it or not, male, female, young, old, rich, poor. So death is inevitable. Even the atheist knows one day he or she has to die. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَسْبُوقِينَ, and none can frustrate us and none can beat us. That Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's decree is final and our degrees would not help us in the least. So now in today's lesson, Almighty Allah teaches us chapter 56 and verse number 61. عَلَىٰ أَن نُبَدِّلَ أَمْثَالَكُمْ, and Almighty Allah is making it clear to you that I will change your similarities and your people who look similar to you. See now today, 8 billion plus people, everybody has their own features, everyone is distinct from one another. So that is Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that He Almighty Allah uses the plural, An nubaddila, that we will change amsanakum, your features and your bodies and so forth and so on. So it means that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has Qudrat Kamila, absolute power, sovereignty, authority. Wa nunshiakum, and will create you fima la ta'lamun, in certain shapes and forms that you have no understanding of it. Remember, this has nothing to do with the non-Muslim belief of reincarnation, that today you are a human being and tomorrow you are an elephant. Yesterday you are an elephant and today, tomorrow, next day you'll be a snake and so forth. All that Quran rejects totally. It has no place in Islam. Here we are speaking about Almighty Allah created million, billion, zillion creation. And we as human beings should wonder, ponder and reflect over it. وَلَقَدْ أَلِمْتُمُ النَّشْأَةَ الْأُولَىٰ, wow, atifa, wow, in conjunction. لَامْ لَامِ قَسَمْ وَلِلَّهِ, and by Allah, قَدْ, definitely, surely. أَلِمْتُمُ النَّشْأَةَ الْأُولَىٰ, indeed, you know very well the first time you were created. فَلَوْلَىٰ تَذَكَّرُونَ, so why don't you take heed? Why don't you take lesson and advices and admonishment? When Allah created us, He's our Khaliq, He's our Malik, He's the sole exclusive creator, He's the exclusive owner. Me and you own this house, own the shop, own this farm, own this property and warehouse. It's all but temporary. How many years? 30 years, 50, 70, 100 years, then we die. It's history, then it goes to somebody else. So remember that the real owner is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala of the entire universe. So we should be taking heed and admonishment and advice. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ What are you seeing? What you planting? What do you do, O farmer? You take the seed and thereafter you insert it into the ground. And thereafter, who does everything? That increasing in size, then your bumper crops and harvest and everything else. So are you doing all that process, or there is a supreme being? So every farmer, everyone will tell you that yes, we do little bit, but the supreme being does the most. So when that is the case, أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ زَارِعُونَ Are you making it grow and develop, or are we making it grow and develop? نَحْنُ زَارِعُونَ The royal pronoun, the jama and the plural used here for ta'zeem, for respect and reverence. And Allah uses in several places in the noble Quran the plural we. And Allah Jalla Wala is one and alone and unique. Chapter 112, verse 1. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ Almighty Allah is one, alone and unique. But he uses the plural, the collective, the royal pronoun to stamp his majesty, authority and sovereignty. نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ We are the one who make it grow. لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَوْ عَلَىٰ سَبِيلِ الْفَرْضِ Hypothetically, for argument's sake, لَوْ نَشَاءُ And if we decreed and willed it, لَجَأَلْنَاهُ We would have made your farms and your crops and harvests حُطَامَا That blasted it to bits and bits and pieces, pieces. That is حُطَامَا That everything should be destroyed. And remember that that's حُطَامَا فَظَلْتُمْ تَفَكَّ Then you should have become totally astonished, astounded. Then what happened suddenly? Don't you hear sometimes? Then now they're expecting bumper crops and so forth. And then the locusts came and then destroyed everything. Remember that. That is Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The same Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ And nobody knows the power of Almighty Allah, the armies of Almighty Allah. So these locusts also are one of the armies of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So you must remember that this is enshrined in the noble Quran. Surah 74, Surah Muddathir and verse 31. Chapter 74, verse 31. So Almighty Allah has different types of armies. Sometimes it is Hamas giving the Jutlas and the Zionists a good threshing and a good hiding. You see that? Sometimes you must remember it is the tsunami and the floods and rains. Sometimes it is the earthquakes. Sometimes the winds and the hurricanes. So various types of armies Almighty Allah unleashes. لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَاهُ حُطَامًا So if we decreed, we should have made it your farms and your orchards and your crops into bits and pieces. And فَظَلْتُمْ فَاتَعْقِيبْ Hence the result of it, the consequences would have been for you. You become تَفَكَّهُونَ Totally astonished, amazed and astounded and so forth. إِنَّا لَمُغْرَمُونَ You will say we are deep in debt. That we spend so much money on the seeds, on the irrigation, and on the labor, and on the staff. And today we got nothing to show. So that is Almighty Allah. بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ Nay, we are totally deprived. Now one side we are settled in debt, and on the other side, remember, we have become totally deprived. One day a Sahabi, a beloved companion student of Mustafa Rasulullah Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to him, the Master alayhi salatu salam, peace be upon him. That there is so much debts upon me. What must I read, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Go open Bulughul Maram, go open, remember Musnad Ahmad and so various compilations. You will find this dua for people who are now drowning in their debts, as we will say. So those of you who are in that situation and scenario, read after me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika, oh beloved Allah, I seek your protection. Min ghalabati al-dayn, min ghalabati al-dayn, that the debts overpower me, and the debts, they finish me up and they overpower me. Wa qahri al-rijal, and the people applying pressure on me. The creditors are demanding their money, and the creditors are sending you lawyers' letters and putting and applying so much pressure upon you. See what a beautiful hadith and dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ghalabati al-dayni wa qahri al-rijal. So first and foremost, don't get involved in vices and sins. Secondly, don't get involved in debts. So that is the dua Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'sami wal-maghram. Ya Allah, I seek your protection for all the places of vices and evil, and wal-maghram, and debts. So try and lead a sin-free life and a debt-free life, and then you will find peace, tranquility, serenity, and contentment. Remember, it's our greed that puts us in all these scenarios. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. What have you seen? This water that you are drinking, it comes direct from Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, the clouds. It doesn't have to go and get refined or anything like the oil and diesel and what have you, petrol and so forth. Allah posing a question, أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Are you sending it down from the clouds? Muzni, the clouds. أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Or are we sending it down? Allah stamping His majesty, authority and sovereignty. Many years ago, maybe 20, 15 years ago, so I took my nephew with me, you see, for Hajj and so forth. So I asked him, what you want to go buy? So he said, I want to buy Mawzan. What is Mawzan? Mawz is bananas, you understand? And Muzni is the water. So there, these Arabs, they can't spell properly. So for Muzni, they write the Mawzan. You see that? Fools, you know. So you must remember these type of things, that instead of writing Muzni, they write Mawzan like that. So Mawz, if you take Mawz alone, it means bananas. And if you say Muzni, it refers to the water, meaning Zikrul Mahal wa Muradul Hal. You mention the place and it means the what comes out from that place. So you mention the clouds and it refers to the water. أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Whilst it's raining, Allahumma swayyiban nafi'a. Ya Allah, make the rain beneficial. After it is rained, mutirna bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi. Ya Allah, it rained upon us with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Too much rain, and now it's causing havoc and damage. Allahumma hawalayna wa la alayna. Ya Allah, send the rain to other places in the world and not upon us. And shortage of rain, people have famine and drought. Allahumma aghithna. Allahumma aghithna. Ya Allah, let the rain come upon us. And when it starts drizzling lightly, slightly, so take your hand out and place it there. And say, Hadithu ahadin bi Rabbi. This is the latest bounty directly from my beloved Allah. All these ahadith authentic. Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, and Mishkat Sharif, and in Musnad Ahmad, and various compilations. لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا. If, hypothetically, نَشَاءُ, we decreed, and we will, then جَعَلْنَاهُ, we should have made this water for you, أُجَاجًا, salty. Look at, you must remember, the sea water, water in the ocean, and so forth. So, أُجَاجًا, فَلَوْلَا تَشْكُرُونَ. So why don't you be grateful and thankful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for His ever-recurring bounties that He is showering upon us? In my life, 70 years old, Islamically, how much water I drank, how many droplets of water I enjoyed. So million, billion, zillion, beyond our ability and capability. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you start counting every bounty of Almighty Allah, you will never ever be able to encompass it. Our inhaling, exhaling, our sleep, one third, one quarter of our life is spent in sleep. So who gives us the sleep? And then we rejuvenated, and then we can take on the next battle, and so forth and so on. So all those are the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. So read 2 rakat salatu shukr daily. Allah complains of me and you, O Hazrat Insan. O masterpiece human being, what has happened to you? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودَ. بِشَكْ إِنسَان اپنے رب کے بہت بہت ہی ناشکر ہے. Verily, this human being is very, very ungrateful, unthankful to his sustainer, nourisher, provider. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدَ. And he bears testimony to it. The more wealth Allah gave us, then the more what rebellious we became. We can buy of the politician, we can buy of the police, we can buy of the Maulana, we can buy of the Mufti Sahab, Qari Sahab, Afi Sahab. So in most cases, you see, that is what happens. What is the cause and the reason for the ingratitude and thankfulness? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. The first 5 verses of chapter 100, Wal-Adiyati, Allah praises the horses for their loyalty, that they will advance. How dare any harm comes to our owner, our manager, our benefactor. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ سُبْحَا فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقْعَا فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعَا. Allah praising the horses and the loyalty of the horses, and then juxtaposing it and drawing a comparison. O human being, you are worse than the horse, that you are 90% ungrateful, unthankful. Where's your loyalty? I gave you so much, made you the masterpiece. Young boy riding the horse, 5, 6, 7 years old, but yet you're not thankful to me. So every day read 2 rakat salatu shukr and make it part of our routine, safaran wa hadara. Whether you are traveling or whether you're at home, whether you're on the plane or whether you're on the train, and say, Ya Allah, Allah malaka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. Ya Allah, all things, gratitude, thankfulness is only solely for you. And Ya Allah, Jalla wa la, all praise is for you. Then see how Almighty Allah will bless us with His bounties and favors. La in shakartum, la azidannakum. If you are grateful, I'll increase my bounties and favors upon you. Wala in kafartum, and you make kufra. Now you became so rich, you got no time for salat, no time for salat to read salat in the masjid with jama'ah. So what good is that wealth? It's not a rahmah, it's a zahmah, it's a curse upon you. Wala in kafartum, when you're ungrateful, inna azabi lashadid, then my punishment also is very, very severe. We get disgraced in so many other issues. Allah protect us all. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 21st of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447. Trumpeting away in the Knesset, in the Israeli Parliament, and then in Sharmul Sheikh, you see that. So we've been to Palestine 5 times, and we saw the Knesset from outside, and Sharmul Sheikh also we visited when we went there to Mount Sinai and so forth. So we know exactly where they're speaking about, you see that. So 3-4 comments regarding Trump, the harami, the pedophile, the rapers, and the felon criminal. Number one, he said, we gave so many arms to Israel. Bibi asked for this, asked for that, some arms, I never even heard the name. But we gave them so many. So use it well, Israel. So is that not a call to tell people that we are an accomplice in the genocide? We gave them the arms, we told them use it as you want to, and you have our cover, we will cover up for you, and so forth. 100%, you must remember, America are the biggest terrorists on earth, what their illegitimate child, Israel, remember. So that's one. Two, you must remember that they speak about disarming Palestine and Hamas and so forth. Why you don't disarm Israel? They are the ones who are the biggest terrorists on earth, and they are causing all the havoc there in Palestine, Syria, Lebanon, and so forth. It's the first time in history a genocide is committed, and you tell the victim they must disarm and demilitarize, so you go to hell. Hamas said, go to hell. We will not stand disarm. And then Hamas took they stayed to their word, and they gave them the 20 hostages that are alive. And remember, they gave them four who were dead in their coffins and so forth. The Red Cross put it on and gave it. So they still have many bodies. So they will use them as a bargaining chip, you see that. And on the other side, Israel, the Haramis, what they did, you must remember that. They released plus minus approximately 2,000 Palestinians. But you don't know, Muslim, listener of Radio Al-Ansar International, and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Not all 2,000 came to Palestine, 150, 154. Some news channels say 150, one say 154. Okay, we say 150. Were sent straight to Egypt without the Palestinians even realizing what the hell is happening. So Egypt, Sisi, the Pharaoh, the Murtad, Harami, and the Israelis cut the deal that these 150 are very dangerous to stay here. So they deported them to Egypt. This is the inhumane treatment they give. And all these Arab countries, you see that? They're all an accomplice there. I told you, Washington Post said, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, Bahrain, and Qatar, all were financing, giving some form of assistance to Israel during their war against Hamas. So you tell me these people are Muslim. I say, Pakka Murtad they are, and Ghaddar, and traitors to Islam. That's what they are. And remember that there was great joy there in the West Bank and there in Gaza and wherever else they went. So mashallah, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. That is the only language the jutla, the swine and the pigs and the dogs and monkeys and donkeys and understand, you must remember. All these words are used for the jutlas in the Quran Sharif. So yesterday, you don't know this, right, majority of you. So what had happened is, now Trump was trumpeting away there in the Knesset. And he thought he's a big shot, so he told Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, you must come with there to that signing period, that so forth, you see, to Sharm el-Sheikh. Obviously, he likes freebies, Mufatya, and he says that, yes, I will come, you see. So when Erdogan heard about this, Erdogan also is a very astute person and shrewd person. He told them, he told Egypt, he told Trump, if Netanyahu comes, Netanyahu comes, I turn my plane back and I won't be landing in Sharm el-Sheikh. They got a big shock because he is one of the major players, you see that. So remember, they said, no, Netanyahu, you stay at home and give some fairy tale story. So you saw the fairy tale story he gave. He said, no, I can't travel because of the Jewish holidays and so forth. That is for public consumption and to make people fools because they think we are idiots and morons, you know. So we must name them, shame them, and nail them. That is what Islam teaches us for these enemies of humanity and Islam. So that are things you should know. So I told you about Hamas and so forth, you see. Another thing Trump said, he told Herzog that you are the president of Israel. You must pardon him, you see. Pardon Bibi Netanyahu for his corruption trial and so forth. So that is the Western power. They will tell you Afghanistan, there's no rights for the women. They will tell you there's no democracy. What the hell is a democracy helping you? There in Guantanamo Bay for more than 20 years, you have my brothers there locked up, torturing them, waterboarding them in the past and so forth. Where is the democracy for my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui? Where is the democracy? Ask Biden the Harami. He's suffering, his whole body is rotting with cancer, inshallah. Allah mazid azaban alayhi. Ya Allah, you punish him more and punish Trump also more. And all these war criminals and Netanyahu and Smotrich and Ben Gvir. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik ya rabbal alameen. Ya Allah, you let your justice prevail, ya Dayyan. We have 100% conviction in you. Oh, our arhamur rahimeen, oh beloved Allah. So now they say that, no, just you see Biden when he was losing and he knew. So now that he pardoned his son Hunter, who's hunting for prostitutes and drugs and what have you. And he, Trump, how many people he pardoned and so forth, you see. And he pardoned himself. He said, I'm the president, what you talking about the crimes and that? His policy is, if you're a migrant and a criminal, then we must deport you. So one journalist told him, Mr. Trump, President Trump, that you are a migrant and you are a criminal. So when you're going to deport yourself, then you see the whole thing, the atmosphere phase change, you see that. So all haramis, these people, yeah. You see, you must be like this country. Junaid Muttar, listen nicely. So when you were in school, you used to hear one term, that I will kick you and I will send you to Timbuktu. Do you know where is Timbuktu, Junaid Muttar? So only your jinnat you're playing with. So Timbuktu is in Mali. Mali is in Africa. You see that? So Nigalo Mali. You know in Zulu, Sisutu, you say that. Give us the money. And then we will sell you the watch and shoes and what have you. So remember, Mali told the Americans who want to come there that you must pay us $1,000. As you are treating us when we come to America, you've got a big protocol. So what the hell you think? So we also reciprocate and we will treat you the same. Well done. I wish every African country had the guts to do that. You see, they all get inspired by Ibrahim Touré of Burkina Faso. He's teaching them, this is what you deal with a white man. You teach them a good lesson and so forth. Madagascar, the president took flight and France took him away to France. You see that? Because they know they have lost another colony. And good riddance to you, the puppet of the West and so forth and so on. Never allow him back. Another enemy of Islam, Sarkozy. You remember him? He was saying that the women can't wear niqab. They can't wear this, they can't wear that. From next week, you must remember, Sarkozy will be going to jail and he will be there in a cell and so forth and so on. So this is how Almighty Allah humiliates them and disgraces them. First time in post, you know, war, that World War II, that the French leader is going to jail. And he'll spend nice time there, the harami. The Zion Church, you Christians, what the hell are you doing? Where are you putting your rifles again? So you must remember that. So the Zion Church is there in China. And these guys were up to nothing good, up no good, you see that. Doing all crazy things and so forth. So in China, this 100% law and order is not South Africa. So remember, if any politician is found guilty of corruption, you stand there and we put the bullets through you. Finish. No questions asked. So it's a lesson for humanity and posterity. So 30 leaders of the Zion Church arrested there and so forth. America say, no, release them because the founder and that American go to hell. So we will give you your own tariffs, you see. Xi, I like Xi, and Xi Jinping, and I like, you understand, Putin. Anybody harms America, Israel, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist, communist, we'll support him. Support him meaning the good they do. So all the upside down, obviously, we won't support them in that. The Middle East is doomed, you understand? If you don't have a Palestinian state, who said that? King Abdullah of Jordan. Sometimes Shaitan also speaks the truth, you know. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, when he, Sayyidina Abu Huraira, said that Shaitan said that he understood it will be safe from him if we read Ayatul Kursi. And is this true? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Swadaqa. That portion is true. وَهُوَ كَذُوبٌ. But 99.9% of the time is a big liar and so forth. So China is showing the World Trade Organization who is the boss. You don't come and push us around. We will take you also to the cleaners. Today we number one state in the country, in the world, and America is number two. We're beating America in most fronts. America, the government can't function, shut down and so forth. Mexico, terrible story, more than 65 people dead after the floods, you see, in Mexico City. This person here, inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. You see, you can't pass judgment on everybody. So the Saudis are not good people, right? Majority of them, you know that. And oh, they are Najdis, you know that, right? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for them. These Salafi scholars, I pose question to them, they can't answer one. I ask them, is MBS a Muslim or is a murtad? We say murtad. Come speak, you. All silent. Summun bukmun umyun. You see, no brains they got. Harami still take money from the Saudi embassy. So there was one person, he came here in the mid-80s. So I had to take him around a little bit. Dr. Mamuniat was in charge of Rabita Alam Islami. So then we took him to Joburg, just him and myself. No bodyguards, no nothing. So I had a good time with him. He was a good person. Dr. Abdullah Nasif passed away. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Very, very good person. He wanted justice, fairness for everybody and so forth. So now there, the hostage square, the booze, not the alcohol, B-O-O-S, you see, were resonating and were going around making such a noise against him. You must remember Netanyahu, hated, detested, and so forth. So the opposition party now is saying, you Netanyahu, BB, you did not accomplish anything. No, they are Hamas defeated, they are standing, and you made Israel's name. You tarnish whatever little bit respect we had internationally, and we are guilty of genocide, and you are a war criminal, and so forth. So it's time you must resign and go, you see, to jail. 100% we echo those sentiments as well. Come to South African news. Lucky Montana is not so lucky, you see that. SARS say he owes them. Lucky Montana owes SARS. That's what SARS claim. 55 million rand. Lucky says he owes them not 1 cent. So obviously the matter is there in the court and so forth. So you see, Ogwedi, you know Gwedi Mantashi. So he is also another crooked politician. He went to court and said that certain parts of the report and the findings of the judge Zondo, so that must be scrapped and so forth, some parts of it. So the court dismissed Mandesha's appeal and claim and so forth, and told him nothing will be expunged and nothing will be scrapped and so forth. Another humiliation for Mandesha and the ANC. Sanlam, you know, Sanlam is one of the big banks and so forth, the big players. So collectively, so their name goes as Sanlam Collective Investment. So a fine was imposed upon them for 10.6 million rand, you see that? So there's some underhand crooked business going on there. You in Johannesburg, 6 hours to 8 hours in certain parts of Johannesburg, Josie, so you won't have power. You know that? DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC, and no current. Denny Jordan, you remember Denny Jordan? You remember the World Cup, Junaid Mota? When we had the World Cup in South Africa, and I told you it's haram, all these things, but the crooked Maulvis were there first, you know that. The scholars for dollars. So Denny Jordan, he's seeing stars daytime in hot water. How many million dollars did you pay bribe to FIFA officials and others? So the figure that is highlighted, $10 million were paid. So in bribery, so that South Africa could host the World Cup. What did it benefit South Africa? Zero. Good for nothing, remember that. So yes, Cyril Ramaphosa, the Citizen newspaper writes, is hiding the rot of the ANC, the corruption of the ANC, and speaking about what sacrifices they made during the time of the struggle. We don't reject that. we're speaking about currently what is happening, sir. Your legacy will be pala pala. The criminality, the corruption, the cronyism, and the cadre deployment, hopeless characters. Master Shaheen Asop, we sent it out yesterday, you see. He was fined by the JSE, the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, for misconduct, and he admitted to it. And he was fined 140,000 rand. It's a question I'm posing to you, Mr. Shaheen Asop. This 140,000, I'm not saying that this happened, but I have the right to ask the question, and the people have the right to ask the question. This 140,000, did you pay from your own pocket, your own account, or did Sahuk pay for it? Big question that is, you see. Because Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib wrote that 700,000 or say whatever, for that, how many 100,000 you had to pay, and you must remember fines. So was this fine also paid with the Haji's money, or did you pay for it? And when we sent it out, that is our job. Once we have, you must remember evidence. We don't carry any favor with anybody, any organization, any politician, and any country. Remember, the truth must prevail. So he was fined 140,000 by the JSE for misconduct, and I sent it out yesterday. So yes, our programs today between 8:30 and 9, Mona Zaid will interview Mufti Hassan Ali. He's an American currently based in Pakistan. Very good interview today, inshallah al-Aziz. And then 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the noble Quran. Inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. This week, Thursday, Friday, we will be there in prayer. My brother Ahmed Abdi of Somalia, Somaliland. So he will come and pick me up, and then we will go there, inshallah. So in Masjid al-Taqwa in Brits, inshallah. Thursday night after Isha, and then after Fajr, 5 o'clock Jamaat. Then program, inshallah. And then we'll stay by Sikandar Bai's place next to the Masjid, mashallah. And then the Jummah and so forth, 25 past 12 Adhan. 12:35 will be the lecture. It will be live, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, on Markaz Sahaba. So that is our program for this Thursday, Friday. G. Hafiz Wadi, you got 10, 12 minutes left. So let's fire up with the Q&A.
JazakAllah khairan for that, Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for Baligh's sons to be selected or elected as the executors of the parents' estate?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. For you, Islamically, to appoint your son, your daughter, whoever as an executor, totally permissible. There's no problem with that. But the South African law says that, remember, they can't be witnesses when they are heirs, because obviously a question mark will come on them. So, but to have them as an executor, totally permissible, no problem, Islamically.
Okay, is a dua to travel the world, and it says, but my husband says I must wait, and he's very busy at the moment. He doesn't want to take me anywhere.
So remember, women, they must complain, you know, majority women. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, majority of the people in Jahannam and the hellfire are women. So the women were shocked up, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, lima ya Rasulallah, why like that ya Rasulallah? He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said and gave two reasons. Takfurna al-ashir, you're ungrateful of your husbands. And watuksirna al-la'na, and you curse people abundantly. Mother-in-law, you curse. And your children, you curse. Your husband, you curse. And so forth. So you ask Almighty Allah to keep you and your husband happy. What's the sense you travel the world but you're not happy? You see that? So you must remember, we travel so many countries, all with the grace mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Khulus mehe khulus. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi was a master in what these words he said. He said regarding the Saudi regime, ye log najdi hai wajdi nahi. These are najdis, referring to the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Wajdi nahi, they don't want to understand what is tazkiyah, tasawwuf, and all those important dimensions of deen. He said and he wrote, khulus mehe khulus. You do everything with ikhlas and sincerity. Allah Jalla Wala will bring it and put it in the hearts of people. They will invite you, they will assist you, and so forth, without you asking them. So that is Qudrat Karishma. Stop complaining of your hubby and read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. Ya Allah, bring about that love between me and my husband. And then once that is there, you win him over, you embrace him. Not only the bodies will meet, the hearts will meet, and then the credit card, debit card, rokra, cash, all will come your way, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, a homeless person attends our masjid, he has gold teeth. Is it permissible for us to give him a zakat?
So you must remember, so who put that gold teeth for him? You must remember, the dentist told him, come here. Your teeth have gone very ugly. Let me put some gold teeth for you and so forth. If the man doesn't have food, the man doesn't have a house, the person cannot even have a swim meal. So, and he's Muslim, he's coming to the masjid. So fine, you give him that. There's no problem with that. So you must ask him in private, Buddha, from where you got this? The dentist put it for you or you stole it and you just plugged it up? You see that? He became a DIY. You know, in South Africa, South Africa is the best country in the world to live in. Every day there's a new story. We're running a big circus here, you must remember.
But you said, do grandchildren inherit from grandparents?
Remember, this is called Mirasul Hafid. Write down, you students and you ulama. So I am the grandfather. So you must remember, if my daughter's children we are speaking about, then we call them Sibtun, Asbat, you see? So that is like Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anh. So you must remember Nawasa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Arabic, Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Seen Ba'ta, so that's seen Be'toy, like that. And if it is your son's children, then you call them Hafid, Mirasul Hafid, Poteka Miras, you see? You must know the difference in the Arabic and so forth. So the grandchildren normally will not inherit in most cases, because the Islamic law of inheritance is based on the maxim and golden principle Al-Aqrab Fal-Aqrab. You see that? The law of proximity, the law of nearness to the deceased. The one who is nearer, so then he or she will inherit, and the one that is further, so they will be deprived. Let's give you an example. I pass away, right? And I was survived by my wife and my son. So once my son is there, my biological son, so all grandchildren deprived, nobody will inherit at all. You see that? So you must remember that. It's a daughter, and then there's a lot of details and so forth. So in most cases, they will not inherit. You see that? So they inherited from their father, so what they want to inherit from the grandfather? But sometimes the father, their biological father, passed away, or mother passed away when they're very young and so forth. So you, the grandparent, you should use the provision that Islam gives you. You can make wasiya. If your grandchildren are not inheriting, then you bequeath for them up to one third. So that will be totally permissible. So you can see your own scenario, how it is, and then you leave something for them. So that is totally acceptable.
This person says they fuel up at a certain garage, they fill in an application form for a competition, and they want a car. Is this car halal for them to use?
So you must remember, you paid their 1,000 rand, 500 rand for the petrol, for the diesel, and what have you. So as a bonus that they told you, fill in this form, and thereafter you win a car, and so forth and so on. There was no additional payment. If there was some additional payment, even 1 rand or so, then it's gambling and haram. So if there was no additional payment, so then remember, the car will be permissible for that person, for that family or whatever. Let me give you an example, it will resonate with you. You come to my shop. I don't have shop, nothing as an example. So now you come to my shop and I tell you that if you buy for 1,000 rand, then your name will go into the draw. You see that? And maybe you will win 10,000, 100,000 rand, or you'll win a car or whatever. But you're not paying anything extra towards that. So remember, then it would be permissible, provided that the price itself is permissible. So car is permissible. If it is some casino tickets, or if it is, for example, some daru and alcohol and so forth, then all that is haram and not permissible.
Mu'allim or Mu'allimah is saying, some of the children have great difficulties in learning basic surahs like Surah Fatiha, and they are of an advanced age. What can we do for them?
You must speak to them, the student, boy or girl, or the men must speak to the boy, and the appa speak to the girl, and you must tell them, they must read, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu. And then you must call their parents in as well, and tell them that, see, your child is not doing well, not performing well, so make special dua. And Thursday nights, the night of Jumu'ah, Laylatul Jumu'ah, they must try and read, you understand, surah, the parents read, and let the children read after them, or they blow on their children, Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan. So Surah Yasin, chapter 36, Surah Dukhan, chapter 44, then Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, chapter 32, in that sequence, and then chapter Surah Mulk, and that is Tabarak Alladhi, chapter 67. So these are the du'as and the way and the methodology Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu when he complained, his memory is very weak. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi, Thalathan o Khamsan o Sab'an, 2, 3, 5, or 7 consecutive weeks, O Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He did it for 7 weeks plus minus, and then Famana Situ Badu. So always give them encouragement, encouragement. Sulaiman bin Rabi'a, Sulaiman bin Rabi', O you ulama, O you students, one of the direct students of Al-Imam Shafi'i, Muhammad bin Idris, wa ma adraka mani Shafi'i. Do you even know who is Imam Shafi'i? He is one of the giants of this ummah, al-Shafi'i ka shamsi lid-dunya. He celebrated, shouldn't use those words, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, is like the sun, S-U-N. It shines and makes the world shine, you see that? So that is what Imam Shafi'i Rahimullah did. His student told him, Ustaji, Fadilatul Shaykh, I don't understand. 40 times he, Imam Shafi'i Rahimullah, explained to him. And he cried to Allah, Ya Allah, let the student of mine understand. If you know fiqh, this is an indictment upon our darulums today. That they don't teach the people fiqh Shafi properly. You want to teach them fiqh Shafi through hidayah. That is not even permissible to do. That is an injustice there. So get some Shafi books and a Shafi specialist to teach the students. So go study the fiqh Shafi'iyya, the school, the jurisprudence there. And you will see Sulaiman bin Rabi'a, his name features in many places, you see that. So you appa, you muallima, you muallim, teacher, did you make dua? Go read about the Salafi Sali. Myself, my ustad told me, you're good for nothing. You're a nincompoop. You can't read Quran looking inside. I felt shy to tell your mother, you understand, that your son is good for nothing. Our Honorable Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia. But he makes dua, our parents make dua, our mashayikh make dua, Hazrat Mawlana Zubair Ali Nawwar Allah Marqadahu Mamaji, and then you see the results. So don't give up hope, never give up hope. Inshallah, Allah will make them stars, inshallah. Allah Jalla Wala give us tawfiq to make khidmat of deen, lillah, fillah, for the love of Allah, not for the love of our pocket, as you see today. Hassan Basri said, a message for the ulama and the scholars, so-called scholars, طَلَبُ الدُّنْيَا بِعَمَلِ الْآخِرَةِ. They want more and more dunya, but they tell the world, we're doing khidmat of deen and khidmat and serving the deen. You're serving the deen or you're serving your pocket? So that's the big question we allowed to ask you. Allah give us ikhlas, sincerity, istiqamah, steadfastness, and qabuliyat and acceptance. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.